Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker has become one of the Triad's most cherished holiday traditions, with nearly a half dozen different productions going on this season. The Piedmont Dance Theater's 10th annual production is Saturday night, December 15th at 6:30, and Sunday afternoon the 16th at 2 o'clock at Keppel Auditorium on the Catawba College campus in Salisbury. Rebecca Massey Wiley's unique family production features live music, comedy, and outstanding dancers. Dan Wiley is the mysterious Drosselmeyer, Erica Wesselman, the Sugar Plum Fairy, Samuel Chester, her cavalier, and William Hopp as the Nutcracker. Salisbury Symphony conductor and Wake Forest University director David Hagee conducts. This year, David celebrates his 25th season with the Salisbury Symphony. He spoke with me by phone from Venice, Italy. We began talking about Tchaikovsky's phenomenal musical score and the mysterious Celeste.
It had just been invented, and he went to Paris and heard it and snuck it in. Took great care to make sure that no one at the conservatory heard it or saw it before it premiered in the Nutcracker, because he thought it was such a unique new sound.
What are some other examples in this particular score, David, talking about the music for the Nutcracker, in which you find just the, I don't know, whichever, the shimmering sounds up top or the rumblings in the bottom that really move you? What do you love about this music?
Oh, there's so many. Well, in the march, for example, the famous one, dum, bum, 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 bum. In the course of that, the second time that melody happens, there is a constant run. It's like a circle of very quick notes. It's hard to sing them, of course. But only five notes at a time are played by any one section, and they all hook together absolutely flawlessly as one long line of quick notes. And if you listen carefully, you can hear that just adding the energy to this march.
You get the woodwinds doing that trade-off thing, and then the brass doing the little march entrance, and what a great juxtaposition.
Exactly.
You hear the chimey celeste, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and eventually, do-da-da-da-do.
Oh, the lovely bass clarinet at the bottom. Oh, that's such a wonderful contrast. It's also the wonderful choreographer, Marius Petipa, who told Tchaikovsky, now I need 8 bars in 4-4 for this to happen. Then I need 16 bars in 3-4 for this to happen. He designed this music meter by meter, step by step, the choreographer.
Yes, and that didn't go over so well with Tchaikovsky, I understand.
Well, he took it eventually, and, you know, he would occasionally say, now, we need to add an extra bar here. I just can't fix that. It's got to be that. And then Petipa would adjust the choreography, and it was one of the most collaborative workings together of choreographer and composer that we've ever had. And as a result, the music really, truly depicts the story.
Salisbury Symphony conductor and Wake Forest University Orchestra director David Hagee. David will lead the Salisbury Symphony in a performance of Rebecca Massey Wiley's Nutcracker Ballet, featuring some of our area's finest dancers and several outstanding guest artists. You'll find links to ticket information and more at wfdd.org/triadarts. The Piedmont Dance Theater's 10th annual production is Saturday night, December 15th at 6:30, and Sunday afternoon the 16th at 2 at Keppel Auditorium on the Catawba College campus in Salisbury. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.